Mishnah says on Daf and Kesamud Aleph, then a Hasecher is a Chamar Verviga, Shanas is Angari, Armel Rishachalaf Anacha, Mesa Nishba Chayav Lahamad Loi Chamar. If the Chamar died or broke, then the Masker has to give a new Chamar to the Secher. And the Rishonim were bothered with the question that what Kinnan did he do over here that's Mechayav the Masker to give a Chamar to the Secher. There's no Kinnan that took place over here. And there's different Mahachim and the Rishonim to be Mazur what the Kinnan was. But the Ran and the Mikyosef both say a pshat that we're talking about over here that the kinyan was the kinyan kesef, the kesef itself, the kesef of the schiris is kinda ad kedei kach that the masker is mechuyev to give a chamar to the seicher if something happened to it. And but the question is, we know the halachia is that dvar tayra, even though dvar tayra ma'is kinyan, but Chacham said it's not kinyan. Shema yirmu nisv b'chitecha ba'aliyah. So midrabanan ma'is is not kinyan. So how could ma'is be kinyan over here? So the Bavarnim, they say over here it's not a problem, we're not worried about Nisav Chitecha Ba'aliyah, because normally we're worried that the Meicher will allow it to get burnt up because it's not his, it belongs to the Lekeach. But over here the Gufa Behema belongs to the Masker, not to the Seicher, and if he lets it get, if it gets burnt, he's going to lose his own Behema, and therefore he's Tarchu Matzal Begufai because it's his, and we're not worried about Nisav Chitecha Ba'aliyah. So they're saying a Svara, why over here the Meicher is not going to want to allow it to get burnt. In the Mela, we could allow the entire the Ma'is Arkaina. Rabbi Kiveg over here, it's later on, Dafayin Tas, he asks Akasha, he says, he doesn't understand why the Rosh Hashanah need to come on to that time. Why do they have to say that there's no problem in this of a Chitach Ba'aliyah? Because if it gets burnt, the massacre is going to lose, so he's not going to allow it to get burnt. You don't need to come on to that, typically, that there's no say at all for the Seicher. The whole problem in this of a Chitach Ba'aliyah is you want to protect the Lekeach or the Seicher from having a Hepset. Over here, if it gets burnt up in the middle, before he finishes his schiris, then he has no loss because he won't have to pay. If he rented a chamar, now the chamar is no longer here, he doesn't have to pay the schiris for the rest of the days where he doesn't have the chamar. So let it get burned. He's not gonna get a. There won't be any pseudo for him anyway. So why would chachamim over here say that it's not kaina? Because in this v'chadach ba'aliyah, if there's no pseudo for the seicher b'chlal. So his question is, why do the Rishonim need to come on to the svara, even though it's a true svara? Why do they need to come on to the svara that the masker is going to save it in order that he shouldn't be nifsad tape of glade, that there's no pseudo for the seicher b'chlal, because even if it gets burnt, he won't have to pay anything for the rest of the schiris, and that's why there's no problem over here of nisav b'chitecha ba'aliyah. So that's his kashan, those rishonim. But I think it's very meduktuk. If you look in the Ritva later on in Daf Tzadi Tes, he also says this tzad that when it comes to schiris, maybe kesef would be kaina. And when he explains it, he says like this. He says, this is on Daf Tzadi Tes, maybe it's the first Ritva. He says, the Hamida Raisa. He says, "V'kesef nami efshesh v'kana b'schiris metaltolin." The hamid deraisa kesef kana b'mekhan. Really, hamid deraisa kesef is kana. V'rabbanon who detikin mashicha kedesh lo yarmelo nisaf v'chidacha ba'aliyah. But who time elushach b'schiris sharim nisaf lamaskir. So it's like the Ritva. Since the whole reason why ma'is is not kana is because of the gzeir shamayor nisaf v'chidacha ba'aliyah, that does not apply to schiris. Why sharim nisaf lamaskir? Because if it gets burnt up, it'll be burnt for the maskir. So he very carefully doesn't say the reason of the other rishonim that the maskir will be Tarchu Matzal. He doesn't say that. He just says that the whole loss will be for the masker, which could mean for the masker, not for the seicher. So by saying it that way, he's l'chayr answering Mekveger's kasher. He's saying the svar of Mekveger that there's b'chlal no pseudo for the seicher, the whole pseudo is for the masker, and immediately you don't need a command to the tam of the other rishonim that he's tarchu matzal begufa to save his own thing. It's you don't need that b'chlal because it's only a pseudo for the masker, not for the seicher, and therefore the whole gzera would not apply here to begin with.